Here at the Hermes League, contending for the Faith Radio broadcast for many years.
Amen.
And so we encourage you to listen and hear us preach the Bible every Saturday and the third Friday of every month. I'm also on the radio, amen. They offered that to me, amen, for $10. $10 for a broadcast. And I said, that's sold, amen.
Yes, sir.
And so I take off and just, I do work a full-time job, but I take off on Fridays, every third Friday of the month, and spend the day with my family, and then go preach on the radio on the third Friday of every month.
Amen.
And I think it's well worth it myself,
amen.
And I really enjoy radio preaching and have done that for many years, and I thank the Lord for that. So if you want to tune us in, we can tell you more about that. But we do preach radio meetings all throughout the week where I work a job. I'm not able to preach a daily broadcast, but two or three times during the year, I'm on the radio all throughout the week. And I know Brother Tim has told that to Brother David and stuff like that. And we preach an hour each night, and it's a real blessing, and we have a real outreach. I just heard from some people in Akron, Ohio, that was listening to us, Pennsylvania, that was listening to us. Brother Tim has been very good also to tell people up there in their church. And so I've never been to that church, may never be at that church, but I have had an outreach through the radio, and I thank the Lord for that.
Right.
In the month of December, Lord willing, I will be on the radio all throughout the week. They've offered me 15 minutes a night. You say, well, there ain't much can be accomplished then. Amen. Well, it's better than nothing.
Sure.
And so they offered that to me, so I'll be on the radio sometime in December, every night, 5 o'clock to 5:15, and be preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
So, we do encourage you to tune into that if you get an opportunity. Amen. Luke chapter number 14. And if you can, if you're physically able, go stand again for the reading of the Word of God. Amen. And verse number 16, the Bible says, then said he unto them, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time. We go up north, amen. Brother David's been up there. Brother Zach's been up there. And they'll invite us to dinner, amen. Well, the Bible plainly says this is an evening meal, supper time,
right.
Amen.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Supper served in the evening. You invite me to dinner, amen. I show up around noon, amen.
That's first country,
folks, that's when we show up, amen, at dinner. But thank God this is supper time.
Hey, man.
And the Bible says he sent his servant at supper time and said to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I brought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I've married a wife, and she won't let me come. No, it said, amen, and therefore I cannot come. Amen. And that's about the truth of the matter, amen, with most men. Hallelujah. I was aggravating. And listen, if I'm not fussing, if your wife drives you around, that's your business, amen. But listen, we was aggravating Bethany, my oldest. She's the shortest, but she's the oldest, amen. There was aggravating her, amen, about getting her learner's permit and stuff like that. And I was aggravating because you see so many of these men getting drove around by their women, amen. I said, you need to get you to learn how to drive, amen, so you can drive your husband around one day. And another said, I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Can't come to your supper, amen. So that servant came and shewed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bringing hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Now, I remember when Brother David called me there, and Brother Tim told Brother David about me and stuff like that. He had called me and found out that I was going to be, Lord willing, in Taylorsville at the Apple Festival. And I go to a lot of these festivals and preach, street preach, amen, pass out
Bible tracts. And you said, well, somebody asked me here not long ago, how many people you see get saved? Amen. I don't know if we see anybody get saved, amen, but I know there's been some people that's been preached to.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
And so thank God for that. And so that's where we're at. Brother David said, well, when you come over there, listen, if it be not too much trouble, why don't you come on over to Moxville and be in service with us on Sunday? And I said, brother, I'd be glad to do that. And so that's what we was trying to do yesterday. We had to wait the rain out and the weather, amen. But thank God, hallelujah, kept going through Taylorsville, and finally the weather slacked off, amen. And I grabbed my backpack full of tracts, amen. I said, we're going over there, and with God's help, amen, we're going to preach over there, those people in Taylorsville. And I always tell them, sometimes it's kind of humorous. I said, I thank all the people I did in Marlington a few weeks ago. Marlington, West Virginia, the Roadkill Cook-Off, amen. I went over there and I said, I want to thank all y'all for coming to hear me preach, amen. Amen. And so, thank the Lord. They thought they was coming to a festival, amen. They was coming to hear me preach. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, praise God for that. And so, he said, yeah, there is room to come to this great gospel supper. So, that's what I want to talk to you about with the help of the Lord today. The gospel supper, amen. The gospel, the invitation to the gospel supper. Now, listen to me today. I trust God will use it use His precious word to speak to your heart. And Lord, I pray that God would work in our lives. Father, we do pray in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
you help us today. We're keenly aware that, Lord, we can't preach without you. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd help us here today at this little local church right beside the road that we can proclaim the truth and that, Lord, you'd use it for your honor and for your glory. Get glory and honor to yourself. We'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Can be seated. Amen. Now we see, first of all, in verse number 16, that this great supper is prepared. Amen.
Right.
And then we see that, amen, he bade many. That word bid means to invite, to offer, to command, to ask, or to request. Amen. And so listen, here's this great spread of provisions. And no doubt we'll go over here and you precious ladies, amen, have provided all kinds of deals, amen, for us. Hallelujah.
Right.
We appreciate it. And appreciate everything you had at the house for us. What a blessing that is. And we didn't want for anything. And so here's a great spread, a great table that, listen, is spread before it. And he said, he sent the servant and said, all things are ready. All you have to do is come. Amen. Listen, and they began to make excuses. Amen. So I want to deal with some things out of this text of scripture with the help of the Lord. I want you to notice there is an invitation that is given in verse number 17. Then verse number 18, keep your Bibles open for the Bible preaching. Then there is excuses given, amen, in verse number 18. And then I want you to notice, amen, not only is there excuses given, but there is an extension given, amen, in verse number. Thank God for the extension.
Right.
Brother David, I don't know how it was with you. Listen, I've heard just a little bit, Brother Tim, talking about your testimony. I thank God one day that there was an extension that was given to me, amen. And he said, the brother said, it was the mercy of God that was extended to every one of us. And thank God, amen, that one day, listen, there were some of us that refused the invitation, refused the invitation to the gospel supper, but thank God one day there was an extension given
yes,
to
sir.
Us.
Amen, preacher. Thank God. Amen.
I praise God for that. I'm glad these folks got an extension. Amen.
Amen.
And then we notice fourthly,
amen. I like
there's
that.
An exclusion given. An exclusion given because they would not accept the invitation.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's a serious thing when you hear the gospel supper and the gospel invitation given.
Oh, boy.
There's extensions given to you. But there's also those that rejected exclusions given.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to notice this great gospel supper. Amen. Look at verse number 17 of our text. And we find there is an invitation given to this wonderful gospel supper. Amen. The Bible says here, the Bible says that he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, "Come, for all things are now ready." The Bible tells us that he sent his servant, amen, to those that were bidden. And listen, in Oriental custom, in the Jews' mind, amen, this Oriental custom was that when you were invited to a supper, the servant would come and he would, listen, he would bring you along to this great gospel supper. This was supper that was given, amen. And thank God for the servant. He mentioned, amen, this morning during Sunday school. Thank God for the servant, which I believe is a type or a picture of the Holy Ghost, Titus, that thank God the servant of God comes along and he'll bid you to come and he'll bring you along. Thank God, amen. Hey, thank God for the tender mercies of our God and Father, amen. None of us deserve to get saved by the grace of God. There was none of us that were good enough to merit God's favor. Thank God in loving kindness, in loving favor, God tenderly brought us along. Amen. And God, the Holy Ghost, worked in our lives, amen, that we can get to God.
Hallelujah, amen. Preacher. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
I was preaching a little church I was invited to there last Sunday, amen. And I said, well, I'm going to go over there. I don't know those folks. I'm going to go over there and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I used it, Brother David, as an opportunity to try to get some sinners from the area. I very seldom preach other than the radio and the street. I very seldom preach around where I'm from. So thank God I was going to use it as an opportunity to try to get. And I'm acquainted with some rough looking people, amen. Amen. I'm telling you folks, amen, if we're going to reach some sinners for the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, the devil's got people in bondage today. The devil's got people bound up in sin. And listen, friend, we may be acquainted with some rough-looking people.
That's right.
And I was trying to get them in. They stood me all up, amen, but I did what I could. They invited me back, amen, in spite of how I preached, amen. And thank God I'm going to work on them for the second Sunday, amen, of the month of November and try to get them there. But I said I'm going to preach the gospel and make sure the blood won't be on my hands, amen, to those people, amen, I don't even know. I'm telling you, friend, I'm thankful, Lord, for the Lord and the Holy Spirit of God that brought me along, amen. I didn't know I was lost. Hey, most people wouldn't have thought I was lost. I tell you, I was raised in church all my life, but God knew the secret recesses of my wicked, ungodly heart. He knew my lostness. He knew, amen, how sinful I was. And I thank God for the mercy of God that brought me along. Help us, amen.
Sure.
I praise the Lord for what God can do in our lives. Hallelujah. Now, this invitation had been given many times.
Right.
It had been given many times before. Did you notice what he said in Romans chapter 10? We was in Romans quite a bit this morning in Sunday school. Romans chapter 10, verse 21. All day long have I stretched out forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. I'm going to tell you what, God had stretched out his hands to Israel many times before. Amen. A gainsaying people is one that contradicts. It's a denying person, opposing people. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. God didn't save us because we're so good. The Bible says, amen, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Amen. God didn't save me, amen, because he saw something good about me.
Right.
As a wicked sinner, as an ungodly sinner, I think God got me to a point, got me up in Crown Point, Indiana, and God began to deal with my heart about my lost condition. I wanted to join the Marine Corps. I wanted to get out from under all this bondage and all this authority. But I'd been fooled when I stepped off that bus, amen. I tell you one thing, but God got me to a point where he dealt of my heart, and he wooed me to Jesus. Amen.
Hey,
listen, God's able to deal with stubborn folks, rebellious folks, wicked folks. That's just the kind of people God saves.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I don't know if my preaching's any count, amen. I just do what God
like
tells me. But I tell you, it sure scares folks.
Amen. Man, I like it.
I preach like it's up north.
Amen.
I preached one church, Brother Tim will preach that next week, amen. I preached that church over 20-some years, amen.
Yeah.
Thank God, hallelujah. I tell you, preaching will work, amen.
Yeah, it'll work.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm going to tell you,
what God chose.
Amen. This young lady said, this invitation to be given to Israel, this wasn't the first time they got the invitation to the gospel supper. God had given them the invitation many, many times before. He said, all day long have I stretched out my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
Yeah.
Or listen, Sammy, I tell you what, it's a very serious thing when God stretches forth his hands. God's dealt with you before, amen? And I'm going to tell you, it's a serious thing when God stretches out his hands to you, amen? I kind of like that about stretching out the hands. The Bible says, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me.
Like
amen? He extended himself.
Yeah.
He went down, Brother David, where I couldn't get up from, and God extended himself.
Right.
He inclined unto me. He brought me also out of a horrible pit, out of the mire. Set my feet upon rock and establish my going.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Right.
Put a new song in my mouth. Even praising our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good?
Yes, good.
That's good. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Man, that's good.
Hallelujah. I love Jesus.
Hey, man, that's good.
I just love the Lord. Amen. Amen.
That's good.
I tell you what, listen, you get saved by the grace of God, your sister, and you just love the Lord. You say, well, I don't necessarily care about your manners. Look at my love. Amen. And just listen to God's word, and you can be happy about thanking God what God's done in your heart. And
right.
Man. Hallelujah.
Sir.
You're on Candor recording, amen. I'm before what y'all doing, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's exactly right, amen.
Good.
Oh, listen, the invitation had been given by the prophets, by the apostles, by the Lord Jesus himself. They had been bidden many times. They had been bidden many times. How many times have you been bidden?
Oh.
How many times have you been invited to the gospel supper? It's a serious thing to get an invitation. I appreciate this pastor, this church, that's given to hospitality. That's what the man of God. Brother Zach, if you and I can't foresee either one of us, but God can do miracles. Amen. God may one day, amen, have one of us to be a pastor. Amen. Listen, we've got to be given to hospitality. Got to be given the hospitality, amen. And I tell you what, in the day and hour which we live, Brother David, it's kind of a strange and odd time. People don't fellowship like they used to.
Right.
They just don't fellowship. They don't know how to react. Amen. We'll invite people. And I'm not preaching this message out of spite, but we'll invite people to our home and say, we want you to come, amen, and sit down and fellowship with us. And we'll talk, amen, and just have a good time in the Lord. And you don't get many takers on that, amen. And I know they may think I'm weird. And of course, I have to preach it anytime. we had a visitation one time. It rained us out. Amen. I mean, pouring the rain. And we didn't have no specific people on our heart. We just want to knock some doors. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a man come that never come on visitation board. And one of them said, well, why don't we just, there was three of us that were preachers. I said, why won't we just preach? Amen. And preach to one another. Amen. And here's a man that never been there before. And three preachers and that man. And we began to preach. Amen. And listen, God just hooked us up real good, and I preached to the three other people. That man never did come back on visitation. So I'm prone, but maybe people think I'm trying to get over, amen, to preach to them or something like that. I do that. We'll have a little fellowship with our family, amen, have a nice meal. We're going to have Mom and Dad's church fellowship hall this time. And they give us permission to do that. My family will come over. My sisters will come over. And some other people, nieces and stuff like that.
Good.
And they know I'm just going to preach.
Amen. Good preacher.
But I'm prone to preach, amen, without invitation.
It's good preacher.
It's called force feeding.
It's good.
Amen.
Amen.
But people nowadays, amen, if you keep, listen to me, if you keep, there have been some people, I'm not being mean, but you've invited them. And you've invited them, and you just want to fellowship with them, and they don't accept the invitation, pretty soon, amen.
That's right.
I just quit asking.
That's right.
My wife's a wonderful cook. Amen. And I mean, we're just trying to give ourselves the hospitality. If you keep rejecting the invitation, you'll quit getting an invitation.
That's right.
How many invitations have you got?
What about that?
How many invitations have you got today that God has extended himself in an invitation to give you an opportunity to come to the gospel supper, Josiah? I appreciate these boys, amen. I'll say it again.
Better believe
it. Buddy, I tell you, old Titus was excited. We did an extra day at school when it was raining. We looked at the weather, and it looked like it was going to rain. We didn't know if it was going to rain this plum out or not. And Titus was excited. Then we'll go up there and pass out some tracts today, amen. Mm. He's excited. I'm going to tell you what, Titus. You're not saved because you pass out gospel tracts.
That's right.
It's good preaching.
You're not right with God just because you get up and make a testimony.
Yeah.
That's right, preacher.
You've got to respond to the gospel supper.
Amen.
Listen,
sir.
Amen. They had been bidden. In other words, they had been invited to this gospel supper. Now, who's invited to this gospel supper? I'm glad all men are invited to this gospel supper.
Sure.
God doesn't hold out anybody being invited to the gospel supper. But everybody, Brother Steve's not going to respond to the gospel supper. Well, Brother Rose, all you got to do is go down there and present the gospel, amen. And a bunch of people already got saved at Taylorsville, amen. And thank God it was a pretty good response. It's a pretty good response. And I don't want to say anything out of the way, amen. I used to go, most of the time I go, Brother David, if I was to do it here, if there was a festival here, and we was able to yoke up together, I'd do it under the authority of the church, amen, and this pastor, and let them take the lead. But we didn't know, and it kept raining. The pastor indicated he might not even be able to get back up there because they had other obligations on a Saturday. Usually go during the morning, go through all throughout the early afternoon. But it quit raining, so I went over there, amen. And we got runoff, excuse me, last year. Had all kinds of opposition. And a lot of that, if y'all have heard about the Shooks and stuff like that, which are good friends of mine, amen. Listen, people have just piled on that stuff, amen.
Right.
And so they're just giving us a lot of grief at these festivals, amen. I'm going out and street preaching.
Sure.
And so they really harassed the pastor, amen. And just, I mean, ladies just screaming right in the pastor's ear and just screaming at me, amen, and stuff like that. So the pastor said, well, we'll move up here where they say to, amen. I told Brother Cole, you got to take a stand somewhere. They'll move you all over the place if you let them, amen. And I wasn't trying to tell them what to do, amen.
But since he wasn't able to come, I said, I'm going right back to the place, amen, we preached that last year, amen. I'm kind of stubborn that way, amen. And I said, I'm going right back there, amen. And I'm not being mean. I love you precious ladies, amen. Pastor reminded us of my wife's a lady, amen. I love precious godly ladies, amen. But I'm telling you, friend, listen, it just hurt me, amen. Some women, amen, just pushed us around. And so I went back to the same place, and God gave us a good street meeting and good comments, amen. Now, one man wanted to interrupt me, and what I usually do, if I don't have anybody with me, I just have my boys with me at that time, and nobody to, you know, avert traffic. And so he said, well, hey, I want to talk to you, amen. I said, well, I'm preaching right now, amen. I'm not being smart. If you'll wait till after I get done preaching, I'll talk to you, amen. Most of the time, they're just wanting to distract you.
Right.
And so I just kept on preaching. He finally just walked away, amen. And I wasn't being a smart aleck, amen, but I was there to try to preach, and preaching will answer a lot of your questions, amen.
Sure.
If you'll listen to it.
That's right.
Amen.
Sure.
So I'm telling you, friend, it's a serious thing about the gospel supper. And I've extended the gospel invitation to thousands of people. You say, is it worth it going out to these festivals? I don't know, amen. God has allowed us over the last few years to preach to more sinners than most people ever preached to.
That's good.
And I've extended the invitation. And the invitation's mostly been rejected.
Sure.
But it's not my responsibility, Josiah, to get them to respond.
That's right.
That's God's responsibility.
That's right.
You said you give an opportunity. I said, yeah. I said, I've done it many times. I've done it in Bristol at the NASCAR race. I said, I'd like to see somebody right here get on this sidewalk and bend and bow their knee, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent in front of everybody. You say, amen, that'd be humbling. Well, that's what repentance is, humbling. Hey, repentance is humbling.
You better believe it.
Well, bow your head. I'm not making fun. Bow your heads and close your eyes, and we'll take you in this closet here, amen, and lead you to the Lord. I'm going to tell you, friend, I'm not saying you couldn't get saved that way, but I'm going to tell you more than likely, amen, you're going to have to humble yourself before the Lord and Savior, amen, and you're going to have to bow the knee before Him and repent of your sins and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
I've told people many times on the street, amen, why don't you come right now and repent before everybody.
Sure.
Right on this sidewalk. The gospel invitation. Are you listening, girls?
It's good, preacher.
God gives you a gospel invitation. I'm going to say it again. I don't know how long I'll get in this bed. May I get past this? I'm not upset with those people. I've invited some people time and time again just to partake of our hospitality. You say, you ain't got enough funds, amen, to show hospitality. I mean, you're feeding up people. But I've extended. I'm going to tell you, God's got more than enough.
Hey,
God's got. Hey, He's not going to run dry, amen. He's got more than enough. He extends the gospel invitation to everybody, amen.
Amen.
Who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Amen.
Amen.
God extends the gospel invitation.
That's right.
To everybody. I'm going to tell you what. God gets upset with people, amen, that don't accept His invitation.
That's right.
God, sooner or later, amen, will quit inviting.
Oh, boy.
You say, what kind of God is that? The God of the Bible.
It's just
right.
God.
That's right. That's mercy. It's long-suffering. It's love. It's loving kindness. Endures forever. I understand that. There's a point, amen. This invitation will no longer be given. Not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but He's long suffering. There He is. He's long suffering, Samuel, to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's not that the invitation has not been given. You're not going to point your finger in God's face one time in eternity, amen, and say, it's your fault, God. It's your fault. See, that's the problem I have. One of the problems among me and I have with Calvinism. That pointing your finger in the face of a holy God and say, God, it's your fault. You chose me to go to hell. Oh, no, friend, amen. I'm going to tell you, it's your choice.
Right.
You're not going to point your finger in the face of God and say, God, it was your fault I went to hell. The invitation has been given.
Right.
And the responsibility is up to you. And God's even sent the servant along, the Holy Ghost. Yeah. In a service like I've never been here before. Never been to this little center block church beside the road here in Moxville. Not this particular church. And God has sent along, and I got enough sense to know, amen, God has sent his servant today.
Right.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God sent his servant along today. He's bidding you to come. He would take the oriental setting, amen, Brother David. That servant would come, and he would escort. He would escort, Brother David. He would escort that guest to the supper, amen. And he would give him a place at the table and said, sit right down here. Everything's been provided, amen. Everything's been left. All things are ready. Amen. Everything's ready. Amen. You won't want for nothing, amen.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Glory to God! I'm so glad, Brother Zach. I can remember as a 19-year-old sinner when God the Holy Ghost found me up there in Indiana, amen, and he escorted me to the gospel supper. I'm so glad that day I didn't say no. I didn't reject, amen. Thank God for the day that I come, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
This thing keeps being a restriction, amen. I'll throw it out the back door. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Good preacher.
What a blessing.
Amen.
I've had no regrets, dear sister. Amen. No regrets.
Oh, no.
I said yes to Jesus. Not in salvation. I've had many regrets, dear sister, that I've not served him more, that I've not lived for him more, that I've not testified more, that I've not preached more, that I've not shouted more. But I've had no regrets, Brother Steve, that I got saved by the grace of God. I wish I'd got saved earlier.
Right, preacher, amen. Sure.
I made confessions at age 9 and 10, several. Several professions.
Sure.
Around your age. I made it. Most people thought I was saved. I did all the things that most people would say they're saved, did. Something in the youth choir. I told them there on the street yesterday, I've been knocking doors. I was knocking doors with my dad. As a teenage boy, I've done it for years. Invited people to come to church. But God saved your dad at age 19. And I had to come to a point in my life where my comeliness was turned into corruption. And I had to see myself as God saw me.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You may think, Samuel, and you know, them boys, they'll get down there on Sunday mornings and get, most of the time they wear, you know, it was an opportunity like this, amen, and we're going to eat and stuff like that, they'll wear a collared shirt. Most of the time they wear the little suits. They'll get down there on Sunday mornings and start to preach to one another. Well, these fellas need lots of preaching, right? these are part of the problem, right? Amen, they need lots of preaching. And I'm going to tell them they'll preach to one another. But you know why your daddy gets so excited? Gets in front of them people, thousands of people,
right,
at them festivals.
Right.
Because daddy's life was changed by Jesus. And one day I got an invitation to the gospel supper.
Right.
He said, come, for all things are ready. And the Holy Ghost began moving on my heart and convicting me and draw me, Samuel, and bringing me to Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I didn't resist. I'm so glad I didn't say, oh no, Holy Ghost, leave me alone, amen. I'm glad he brought me all the way to the supper table. Hallelujah. I got to the supper. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm glad you got it.
I won't have enough in the tank much to preach this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad that one day I heard the invitation.
Amen.
Come to the gospel supper.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. How many times have you been beaten? How many times is Israel? Now here he is, the very water of life. He's bidden to come. How offensive do you think it would be if you got an invitation? Listen to this. If you got an invitation, it's untelling. It's untelling what specialties and entrees they have at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a, whether it doesn't matter what your political leanings are, but if you got an invitation from Mr. Trump, a signed invitation from Mr. Trump, you say, well, that's the president of the United States. Ain't like that other fella, man. I think I'll go. You think it'd be, how offensive it'd be when some of you have got an invitation from the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You say, no, I'm not going to come. Serious thing.
Sir.
Invitation to the gospel supper. Jesus himself is extending the invitation. Hallelujah. The grace of God, the Bible says in Titus 2:11, hath appeared to all men. To all men.
Right.
To all men.
Right.
Come. For all things are now ready. Verse number 17. Supper's ready. All that's needed is guests. Everything's been prepared as far as salvation. Jesus said on the cross, John 19:30, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. There's nothing more that needs to be done to make salvation complete,
right,
to be offered. If you won't accept it, amen, it cannot be yours. Provisions have been made. The price has been paid. The guests are needed. Guests. Amen. I'm through preaching. What the Lord has been saying for this evening. We just pray God give us wisdom. Maybe just pick up right there. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to let it lay where it fell. Amen. It's what it needs. Just lay where it is. Deal with it. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the good word of God. I want to thank you, Lord, for the extension, God, of your mercy.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you for being so good to us. Lord, you've been good to us. Nothing but. Like what the old man of God said, you're undoubtedly the best I've ever seen.
Yes.
I want to thank you for it, Father. Thank you so much, Lord, for preaching. Preaching of the Word of God. I pray, God, that you take the remainder of this day and have your perfect will and way. I pray, God, for the food that we're about to eat, that you bless our bodies. Use us, Lord, for your honor, for your glory. Lord, we don't deserve you. You deserve us.
Yes.
Pray God that you'd help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.